AI Daily Briefing, May 25, 2026. Anthropic's Project Glasswing has found over 23,000 vulnerabilities across more than 1,000 open-source projects in just 1 month. That is not a typo, 23,000. More than 6,000 rated high or critical severity, and the model driving this, Claude Mythos Preview, achieved a 90.6% true positive rate. That is better than human testers. Cloudflare alone found 2,000 bugs. Mozilla found 10 times more vulnerabilities in Firefox 150 than it had in the previous release. The bottleneck has officially shifted. We used to be limited by how quickly we could find bugs. Now we are limited by how quickly we can patch them. Anthropic also released Claude Security in public beta and signaled that broader release of Mythos class models is being evaluated, a major shift from the previous restricted-only stance. In Washington, the White House has requested $9 billion to buy classified NVIDIA Grace Blackwell superchips for the CIA and NSA. The New York Times reports the agencies currently lack the computing power to run frontier AI models on classified systems. $800 million is being reprogrammed immediately, with the rest requiring congressional approval. Meanwhile, President Trump abruptly canceled the signing of an AI executive order at the last minute, saying he did not like certain aspects of it and did not want anything getting in the way of AI's momentum. Tech executives were reportedly already at the White House when the decision was reversed. NVIDIA posted record earnings this week, $81.6 billion in quarterly revenue, up 85% year over year. Data center revenue alone was $75 billion, up 92%. The real story, though, is networking revenue, up nearly 200%. That reflects the shift toward full rack-scale AI clusters where the interconnect fabric matters as much as the silicon. NVIDIA guided to about $91 billion for next quarter. Cohere released Command A+, a 218 billion parameter mixture of experts model under the fully open Apache 2.0 license. Only 25 billion parameters are active per generation step, so it runs on two H100s or a single Blackwell B200. With lossless 4-bit quantization, it delivers 375 tokens per second. This is Cohere's most aggressive open-source play, coming right after their merger with German AI startup Aleph Alpha, a clear push into sovereign AI. Cerebras, fresh from its $5.5 billion IPO, is now serving the trillion-parameter Chinese model Kimi K 2.6 at 981 tokens per second, nearly 7 times faster than the next GPU cloud provider. A Chinese model served by an American chipmaker to American enterprise customers. The geopolitical implications are already being debated. In other news, Perplexity has banned content from over 30 major news publishers they are being sued by, including the New York Times, Dow Jones, and Axel Springer, while calling for AI companies to unite in blocking paywalled sites. OpenAI's Sam Altman publicly celebrated this move, exposing the growing fracture between AI companies and traditional media. That is your AI Daily Briefing for May 25th, 2026. Links and sources in the show notes.